Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Right now, I want to hear from you folks. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Our first call this morning is sponsored by batfitter.com/Lou. Let's go to the phone lines right now and talk with Chuck, who is in Rockford. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you, sir?
I have a I have an old house. It was built in 1929. About 80% of it, 90% of it is heated with a steam boiler, which works great. Two rooms are heated with a hot water boiler, a Weil McLean boiler. That the thing is terrible. It, I have two or three service calls a year on it. It's only 7 years old. I've heard you talk not so good about this brand or this type of boiler in the past.
Well, wait, 1 second. Is it a Weil McLean high efficiency boiler?
Yes.
Yeah. I like Weil McLean as a manufacturer.
Okay.
But I am not a fan. It has been my experience that high efficiency boilers are just problematic. They still are. And I don't understand why. I talk with different HVAC companies about this, but, you know, like, oh, no, you know, if you maintain them, they're fine. But I've had experience on a couple of different projects where it's constant maintenance calls. And you know, to me, you know, this is a thing. Whenever you're talking about, like, what's the best, you know, how do I save the most money, this and that, this and that. So with hot water heat, the beauty of hot water heat in general is that, you know, depending on the radiators that you have, do you have radiators or baseboard heat? What do you have, Chuck?
It heats two rooms. One is in the floor, radiant heat, and right. One is baseboard radiant.
And is it cast iron baseboard or metal fin tube?
Cast iron.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got this great, like, system there, right? The radiant floor heat is amazing. You've got cast iron baseboard. Once that heats up, you know, the boiler shuts off and you're still getting this heat. And so to me, my advice always to anybody that has a boiler, do not invest in the high efficiency boiler. Invest in a 80%, you know, conventionally vented boiler. And then use that extra money that you were going to spend, you know, if it's another $1,000, I'm just making up the number, and replace that drafty window that you have, or, you know what I mean, like other things there.
Right.
What's your plan, Chuck, with this house? How long are you going to be in that house?
Long time.
Cut bait and run and replace that boiler with a conventionally vented boiler, if your budget allows.
So that's what it's called, a conventional...
Conventionally vented, an 80% efficient boiler, right? So, how your home, did it have? Was it, in other words, did you have a boiler at one point that vented into the chimney?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got this right when I moved into the house, and the boiler that was there for these two rooms, it was really old and did not appear to be safe, so I got this thing.
So my guess is it was a conventionally vented that went into the chimney. Don't be surprised if they talk to you about a chimney liner, which will probably be necessary because that newer 80% boiler is more efficient than that old one you had, and if we don't put a liner in there, it can be problematic for the chimney. So there's a little bit of added cost there. But while I know that you're probably negative on the Weil McLean, they still do make a really good product.
Okay.
But so your choices are, in my opinion, Weil McLean, Burnham, Buderus, which is a German company, and Peerless. These are four really good boiler companies. Don't let anybody talk you into high-efficiency boilers.
I won't.
All
Can
right.
I ask you another quick question?
Sure.
What about these whole house backup generators that you hear about? I live in a wooded area with above ground power lines.
I'm a big
and my power goes out.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've got I have one. I have one in my own home, and I'm a big fan. The what I will tell you is when you install it, when you invest in it, the power won't go out for like 5 years. And you'll be like, what did I do? Man, I put this thing in. I spent $5,000 or $8,000, and the power didn't go out. But that first time that it goes out, you're going to stand up like a peacock, and you're going to be so happy that you have power and the rest of the neighborhood doesn't.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot, Lou.
Goodbye. I appreciate you calling this morning. That's what happened to us. We put in a backup generator on our house in Chicago when Max was 2 years old. It's a long story. But we didn't have power. It was a whole crazy situation. I got in my head that this is what we had to do, and we spent all this money. My wife was mad at me that we did this, and it was years before the power went out. And then one night, like in the middle of the night, the thing clicks when you hear it. Like, you know, it's at night. Everyone's asleep, right? And you hear click, and it's like 2 a.m. I jump out of bed. And I'm like running around the house, and I'm flipping switches, making sure everything's working. And my wife is like, what are you doing? I go,
I
the backup generator's running. And it ran for like 8 hours. The whole neighborhood was out power. Not us. Come on over for some ice cream. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name's Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big, it's just full.
Dad, that thing was in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. Our next caller is going to get a House Smarts Radio hat. Sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely, don't have enough room. Let Cobblestone Remodeling create an ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. We're going to send that hat out to Lorraine, who is in Aurora. Hi, Lorraine, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our kids. Good morning. Our kids just purchased a 23-year-old lake home, and it has a beautiful river rock fireplace.
Nice.
And they want to know how to clean it properly, without damaging any of the beauty of it, and have it nice and their dirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, it's rock. It's rock, so there's not a lot you're going to do to damage it. But what I would use, actually, is go buy a box of powdered spick and span and get a bucket of warm water and put about a cup of the spick and span in there and some scrub brushes, you know, nylon scrub brushes. And actually what would work well, since it's river rock and you got to get in between there, you know how you can get that brush that you use in the sink that's got a handle, like, for cleaning inside pots and pans and stuff like that?
Right.
Get one of those, too.
Right.
And then use the brush on the big one, and then it's almost like a giant toothbrush, right? And get inside the nooks and crannies of the thing and wipe it all down, and then have another bucket, maybe with some water and a tore-up beach towel or something like that, and just wipe it down when you're all done. That'll get rid of the dirt and debris. And the spick and span, if they scrub in there, Lorraine, and do a really nice job and just let it sit for a little bit. That's the mistake that everybody makes. They scrub real quick and they want to wipe away. Give it a few minutes and it'll clean it up really well, and then wipe it down with clean water and it should work out just fine.
Oh, beautiful. And dry it with an old beach towel or something.
Well, no. With the old beach towel, use that with water to kind of rinse off the soap, and then it'll just dry itself. The rock will absorb the moisture.
Sure.
If they want to put a fan on it, that's fine. But I love that river rock fireplace.
I do too. It's just really high. We're going to need a tall ladder.
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Thank you very much.
You got a happy holidays. Thank you so much for calling. By the way, last week, you know, we had a conversation, and I got some feedback from folks. So I want to clear up some confusion. We were talking with Lenny Sciarrino, who is the CEO of a company called Granite Gold. They make all these products to clean the counters. They have a brand new product called Micro Gold, which is a brand new product that is EPA registered to kill COVID-19 on surfaces, any hard surface, including your countertop, so you don't ruin it. The product, there, when you go to the store, you may find a product named you'll see Micro Gold, but you'll also see something called Monofoil. I know it's confusing. Monofoil, it's the same product. It's the same juice in the bottle. Monofoil is becoming Granite Gold. So, not Granite Gold. See, I'm confusing myself too. Micro Gold. So if you go to the store and say, hey, I heard Lou talking about Micro Gold, and they go, we don't have Micro Gold, but we have Monofoil. No, he said, well, I'm clearing that up. Same stuff. The way the supply chain works, all this stuff got delivered under the Monofoil name. When the label started to change, that will replace it, but it's the same juice in the bottle, and they're both EPA. It doesn't have, the Monofoil may not have the EPA designation on the label, but it is the same stuff. So I just want to make sure that I'm clearing that up. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. How about we quick call and we talk with Bob, who's in Morton Grove. Bob, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a question about my crawl space, and I recently had a lot of work done in there. I had drain tile put around, all around, and a sump pump, and 8 smart jacks put in, and that created a lot of dirt for me because I want to have it encapsulated. And this company says they do not remove the dirt, and it made my crawl space so much smaller, and I can't even get around like I used to. I used to get around on my hands and knees, and now you got to crawl around on your stomach. And
so,
it's kind of crazy.
So the dirt, in other words, they put the drain tile in, and when they did that, they obviously excavated the dirt away. And now, can the dirt be, instead of removed it, can they just even it all out? Or they don't.
Well, I also had the smart jacks too, which added a lot more dirt.
I see.
I got clays, lumps underneath, encapsulated it too right away, which they did it wrong. They completely covered the new sump pump. They covered my cleanouts from my sewer, and they didn't even cover my vents that they were supposed to do.
Mm.
It's really crazy.
Well, covering those things for the encapsulation is, you know, that is part of that, but you need access to those devices too. So, is there access to it, or is it, in other words, is the encapsulation? Go ahead.
And the sump pump is completely covered over. I wish I could send you pictures of it, mm-hmm. Then you could see what I mean.
Okay, you know? And when you talk to this, this doesn't sound right, and we need to figure out why this company's not doing that. If you spent all this money, that at the very least, the dirt should be.
Yeah, they said they're going to pull everything off and fix what I told them, but then they leave the dirt in and they're going to try and spread it around. So right now it's just big piles.
Right, so spreading it around is fine, right? That's fine since it, you know, I mean, think about it. You've got these big piles, but if we spread it around and just increase the height.
The height will still be real low.
Right. But
yeah, if I can email you the pictures and you could see what they did, but they're supposed to come back and do that. But
okay.
Like I said, they removed the dirt.
When are they coming back to do that?
The 30th.
Okay, so how about you do this? Put a tickler on your calendar, and you call me back after that's done. I want to know that it was done properly and that they did a nice job for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this. Oh, there we go. Calling the North Pole now to see if we have Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa Claus.
The North Pole.
Oh.
If you'd like to speak to Santa, press 1.
Okay, hold on a second.
If you'd like to speak to Mrs. Claus, press 2.
Yeah, maybe that'd be good.
If you'd like to speak to Santa Claus.
Oh, there we go.
Press 1.
1, yeah. Hold on, this probably...
Please leave a message after the... It gets them every time.
Christmas tree.
Right? I mean, doesn't that just make you happy? And a big congratulations to our Steve Alexander, who played the role of Santa Claus in that rejoin. We'll be taking over for Orion Samuelson after the first of the year doing the agribusiness reports. Super happy that we're going to continue to hear Steve. He's a terrific talent and a great friend, and super happy that he's going to continue his relationship here with WGN Radio. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. I saw this interesting story in a publication, a trade publication that I get. Canada aims to ban plastic bags. Retailers must find alternatives by the end of 2021. And the Canadian government has announced plans to ban an array of common plastic products by the end of 2021, including single-use shopping bags, common in brick-and-mortar retail. It's all about an effort to produce zero plastic waste by 2030. I think that's such an interesting move by the Canadian government, you know, America's attic. But the data from Canada, from the government, says that they throw away about 3 million tons of plastic waste each year. And get this, only 9% of it is recycled. We had someone on, remember, a while ago talking about what we can and can't recycle. And we make huge mistakes as a society on what we think we can recycle. We just, oh, well, it's plastic. I'll put it in there. And it really just turns into trash. I think that we all realize the fact that we have to use less plastic. And I know I've been super conscious of that. What was funny is my daughter Carmen was going through a bunch of stuff in her old room. You know, she's living on her own now in an apartment, and she found one of those, remember the humidifiers we featured, and we sell them at our hardware store where you put the water bottle in?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like for a dorm and stuff. So she pulls this out, and she's like, oh, what am I going to do with that? I'm like, oh, hang on to that. That's a really good thing. And so I brought it, and I was like, oh, we could use this in a bedroom, whatever. There's not a plastic water bottle to be found in our house.
Really? That's great.
And that really made me happy. Like, I'm going, right. That's great that we just don't have them anymore. Now, you know, there's Gatorade and there's all that stuff in there, but we have to get away from the plastic. It's too hard to recycle. We need to come up with alternatives. And those plastic bags, I would be for getting rid of those altogether and just, look, we've been through such a change now in our lives of how we live our lives. We need to bring our own shopping bags when we go out. I know it seems like a pain in the butt, but yesterday I went to this great deli on the northwest side of the city in Edison Park called Tony's. We go to Tony's all the time. Great family-run business. And I bring my shopping bag to go to Tony's and get some good Italian sausage. And they got the big chunk. They got like a giant chunk. They got this cutting board with this huge thing of Parmesan cheese. And you just say, hey, cut me off a little piece like that. And they put it. They're really wonderful people in there. Husband and wife and daughters all running there. Great stuff. Go to Tony's in Edison Park. 877-2134-LOU. Now I can't remember who I was going to talk to. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's speak with Carrie, who's in Sycamore. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Lou. Hey, can I give your listeners, before I ask my question, it's related, can I give your listeners a quick piece of advice that I learned over the last 3 months?
Absolutely.
If anybody needs anything done around the house, even something as simple as buying a new appliance, do it. Start calling now because appliances are back ordered. Electricians, plumbers, they're like 2 months out. So my question is, I just bought a new stove, and that's what I'm going to ask you about. But it took 3 months from the time I walked into the store to get my stove installed because I needed an electrician and a plumber, and the stove was back ordered for a month because everybody is redoing their kitchens and their basements.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck at home.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no,
if anybody needs a call today, if you need anything.
Carrie. Yeah, you're very right, and I'm hearing that from a lot of friends of mine who are run their own businesses, the appliance businesses. And a lot of that too is supply chain stuff where factories were shut down early from COVID, so they're trying to catch back up again. But you know, we're still not out of the woods here yet, everyone's being really careful.
It's an awesome problem. It's an awesome problem too because it's keeping the economy going. If the tradesmen are working, so that's good.
Yeah,
but if you don't wait until your stove is broken until you get a new one. Think about it. Yeah. So regarding the stove, here's my question for you, Lou. So you pretty much can't buy anything these days other than stainless. So as they die, I buy stainless. And it came with a little scratch, and it's going to get scratched. Do you have any advice for, can you buff out little surface scratches on the stainless or just live with it? What do you do?
You can. And there are a couple of different kits out there that are available. Now, they typically are designed for, stainless sinks. But the key when it comes to appliances is if you have a little scratch on the appliance, you have to do the entire surface.
You can't,
because if you go, you're going to create a graining in the stainless. And, you know, the stainless obviously goes all the way through. But there's a bunch of different kits out there. There's one that we featured on this show a while ago. It's not scratch. It might be scratch be gone. But it's a stainless kit that you can buy. It's probably about $20 or so. And you know what's funny? You talk about the stainless is the fact that I always thought when I was a builder when stainless became a big thing. You know, this is 30 years ago, and I was like, well, I wonder how long this trend is going to last. And it's out there. It's not going anywhere. I mean, there's a movement now. There's a lot of people now that are going back to white appliances or black appliances. There's even a thing
we have black. I'm replacing my black ones, but it's still kind of hard to find those.
Yeah. So, and there's black. And now there's even black stainless that's out there. So there's trends out there, but true stainless steel appliances, as you replace and do all that, still look good. They still add value to a kitchen. And if you get a couple of these scratch kits, but the key element with this, Kerry, is that you can't, if you've got a little scratch right here where you put your finger, you have to do that entire surface. Otherwise, you will cause that to be like the spot you really notice because it gets burnished. Hey, how about this? I've got a couple of these twist and seal giveaways to give away, and the first one, if you text to the WGN text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, the seventh person that texts to Lindsay Fruitcake will win a Twist and Seal giveaway. It is a holiday light combo safety pack, including 5 Twist and Seal minis and 1 Twist and Seal cord protect. Protect your outdoor extension cords, connections from rain and snow, and keep them dry all season long with Twist and Seal. Find Twist and Seal at your local hardware store or online at twistandseal.com. The phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Happy holidays! It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
Wait.
He'll be coming down the chimney.
Yes, he will. 877-213-4LOU. Welcome back. How Smarts Radio.
And Santa Claus has got a toy.
I did say text Fruitcake to win. Text Fruitcake to win, seventh caller, and Lindsay is the head Fruitcake here on the show.
Did you just text Fruitcake to WGN? I got a giggle out of many.
That's good, right? Come on, we got to have a little fun this morning. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. And let's go to Kurt, who is in Grant Park. Hey, Kurt, good morning. There he is. He's driving around. Hey, Kurt.
Let's go. Kurt is in Grant Park.
Right.
Hey, Lou.
Hi, Kurt.
How you doing, Lou? Hey, Lou. I listen to your show every week. I love it.
Thank you.
Very informative. Lou, I have a question. Last year I had a company come out, and they did my roof and my siding. It was almost about $30,000. But now this year I'm starting to get these little nails popping outward. They ripped off the old siding and they put on new siding, but I'm thinking they didn't. Aren't they supposed to hit them in or pull them off the old nails?
Wait. Nail popping where? On the roof or on the siding?
Oh, no, on the siding. I see little bump marks coming outward now.
What kind of siding did you get?
A CertainTeed.
Is it a smart side? It's not a vinyl. Was it a vinyl or was it a synthetic? Was it a blend?
You know, it's a vinyl. I think the thickness was 0.044 or something like that.
Huh. And you're getting, so in other words, you're looking at the siding itself, which normally you don't see any nails because vinyl siding hides all the nails, and you're seeing bumps on the, like the siding's being pulled away from the house?
Yeah, like in the middle of the piece of the siding, not where they nailed it.
Right.
So it's like where the old nails were, now that it's getting cold, can they be expanding out if they didn't hit in the old nails and or hit them in or pull them out all
the way? Do you remember when they did this, did they do any kind of exterior insulation on the building, or did they just go over, what'd they go over? Do you remember?
They tore up the old siding and rewrapped it.
And what was the old siding?
It was vinyl, same thing.
Yeah,
but it's a different style now. I guess.
No. Understood. I would, for what you spent, I would have them come back and take a look at it. You know, I mean, this is even something they could do this. You know, during the winter, what those marks are, I'm not quite sure that if it's in certain areas, it could be a buckling, it could be a loose piece of underlayment dump there that's popping out, but you shouldn't be getting any of that. That should not be happening whatsoever. And
I push on the spot and it's like a nail. It's hard.
You can feel
it's a little round.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Have them come back. There's a tool that they can use to release the siding right there where you see that nail, and they can fold it up and bang all that stuff back in. And, you know, houses move, right? I mean, they could have put the nails back in, but then they popped out, and that's certainly possible. But, I mean, if it's a good contractor that has a good reputation, they should have no problem coming back and handling this for you as part of, you know, what you spent on all that. 877-2134-LOU. This is Jerry in Muskego. Hey, Jerry. Hold on, Jerry. It's thinking about it. Hi, Jerry.
Hello. Turn the volume up a little bit. Try it again.
Can you hear me, sir?
Now I can hear you.
Perfect. Well, how may I help you, sir?
I can give you a little information. My wife's got a question.
Okay.
I have a home built in the 30s. Got the cast iron radiators in the house, had the old Kohler boiler with coal years ago, replaced it with what's the name of it?
Buderus
boiler.
Buderus.
Buderus, okay, all right.
G142X,
okay.
Oh, the old GX248, okay, keep going.
Is that a good one?
I have no idea. Keep going. The Buderus.
Okay, and the question we have is that 15 years ago, approximately, we had a plumbing and heating person put a liner in our chimney because of the flaking and the moisture on the chimney wall up in the attic. That did take care of it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's,
or not?
That's great. I mean, more than likely with your new Buderus X957, that, you know, a chimney liner was required because it doesn't, you know, it's more efficient than an older, that coal boiler that you had. And so that is a way to keep the integrity of the chimney intact, also to allow the boiler to vent properly. So if you're not seeing any flaking or anything like that, then it absolutely was the right move.
Okay.
What's the lifetime?
Okay. What is the lifetime of that chimney approximately? Any idea?
Of the liner? Do you happen to remember if they put in a stainless steel liner or an aluminum liner?
Nope. I do not have the stainless steel. That was about four times as much as what I put in.
I think that with the liner of aluminum, you've got at least a 20-year life, if not more, out of that. With a stainless, you probably would get 30 or 40.
Okay, well, how will you know it's not?
Well, You probably wouldn't, because there'd be some breaches there, you know, if there were. You know, with the aluminum, you may see some flaking that occurred. You could have a chimney company come out and inspect it, and they could run a camera down in there. How many years has this liner been in there?
10 or 15.
Yeah, if you're concerned about it, you could hire somebody to come and put a camera down it and just take a look and inspect it. And if it looks good, they, you know, and they could give you confirmation. They could give you confirmation that everything's fine, and then you don't have to worry about it. You know, with aluminum, the issue there is when they put them down in the chimney, sometimes they can grab on a chunk of something sitting on, they can tear. And so the stainless are stronger and more rigid when they go down inside there. But, I mean, to say you'd get 20 years, I'd probably even change that. If it was installed properly, it probably would just last for the lifetime, because there's just metal. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing against it, no wear on it. And I think that it should do just fine for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it
Welcome back.
Storm.
This hour of House Smarts Radio,
I've got my love,
sponsored by Dykstra Home Services. 877-2134-LOU.
I can't remember.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about outdoors and, you know, staying outdoors and patio heaters and whatnot. And I think that most of us can probably agree that a little campfire, a little outside, little marshmallows and s'mores and stuff could be great. But, you know, for many of us, maybe you don't have a fire pit or you have a way to do this. What about a Nudaloo 2 that is compact, it's really well designed, and can give you that experience just about anywhere? Take a listen.
Who doesn't love to cozy up next to an outdoor bonfire, especially these days? However, none of those people like dodging campfire smoke and having their clothes and hair smell for hours afterwards either. This weekend's Nudaloo 2 is the perfect solution and one of the hottest gifts this holiday season. The Solo Stove Bonfire has a sleek, modern design along with built-in technology that creates clean, chemical-free air along with an efficient burn and a beautiful flame without pesky smoke. If you're looking for a quality, portable, real wood smokeless fire pit that enables you to enjoy clean air campfires in the backyard, on your patio, or while camping, this just might be your thing. The Solo Stove Bonfire is constructed from premium-grade stainless steel. The outside diameter measures 19.5 inches, with the inside opening diameter, where you load the wood, about 17.5 inches across. It's 14 inches tall, weighs 20 pounds, so this thing is easy to set up wherever you want. And once the fire is going, you can enjoy it without the constant attention needed with an open pit fire. If you hop online, you'll find hundreds of reviews about this thing. And truthfully, most of them are pretty darn good. But that awesomeness does come with a price. Originally, the Solo Stove Bonfire is $349, but it's on sale now for $249. Check out their website at solostove.com. I will also put all of this information, of course, up on Lou's Facebook page, on his Instagram page. You just might love it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
So the story behind this thing is that at Thanksgiving, my sister-in-law, Anne, bought one of these things. And she said to me, I need you to try out my Solo Stove. That sounds just like her, by the way. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Solo Stove? I've seen it. And I joked about the fact, I think I've even said this before, it's like a fancy garbage cans with holes in it. That's what I thought it was. And I went in, I opened up the box, and I was like, okay, fine, here, let's take it out of the box. I'm like, huh. Like, you know, you open up the box, and you immediately know that's really well made. Like, the stainless steel is super right. well made. And the packaging's really good, so they do a nice job of how they ship it to you, so it all comes in. And we just took a simple, one of these, you know, these logs you buy that you light the paper. You know, they,
sure.
The Duraflame.
Duraflame, is that
right? It lit right away, and it all was self-contained, and the way it almost, it's like a basket, so the air comes around it, and it burns really cleanly, and it's compact. You know, you mentioned camping. I'm like, huh, would I take that camping? I go, I guess I would, because if I was going to make a campfire, depending on where I was, it's all right there.
Right.
And the fact that, I don't know that they talk about this, but, I mean, you could put a grate over the top of it and cook off of it. I mean, you could.
Right. Well, there's different sizes for sure.
This is like some of them are monster sizes.
Right.
But it's really well made. And if you have a small space or you want to just create this thing, I'm telling you, this could be cool.
How about the smoke factor?
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. I mean, I think the biggest issue with it is that the reason that the smoke is not as bad is that with those holes there, it burns better. It burns hotter, and so that's less smoke. My one recommendation to the Solo Stove people, I'd like two little handles.
So you can cart it around.
So I can pick it up and put it away. Mm. Two little handles. Maybe that's the Solo Stove 2.0. Nothing big, just enough to grab it and put it in the back of my car, right? Because right now you have to kind of pick it up from the bottom. And so that's my own little, you know, 2.0.
Coming 2021.
22. And now everybody loves innovation. Now we put handles on it, right? There you go. So check it out. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, as Lindsay mentioned, and you can find it there. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Sandy, who's in Morris. Hi, Sandy. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. So I have got a dresser that's about 50 years old that we would like to start using again. And it is dirty, and it smells just like old. And I tried using Murphy's oil soap, and then I clean the same spot again, and I just keep bringing dirt out of it, and it still smells.
It's a stained piece of furniture or painted? What is it?
It is stained.
Okay. And when you go to smell this, are you smelling it more inside the drawers or outside?
Outside. In fact, I don't even have the drawers in it right now. They're still in the basement, and the dresser's up here. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just old.
All right. And the finish on it, here's what I want you to try, that this will probably do it. I've talked about this product many, many, many years, called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Excellent. I have it. I heard you talk about that before.
Use some quadruple zero steel wool with the grain. Pour it into a container.
Okay.
Wear some rubber gloves. You need to be well ventilated because it's a petroleum based product, right? And you're going to go with the grain and just kind of peel off that layer, whatever may be on the stinky. And then wipe it with a cotton rag over the top of that. And you should be able to eliminate that smell. And it should actually also, Sandy, rejuvenate the finish. It should look a lot nicer than before. And then on the inside, you know, of those drawers themselves, like on the face of the drawers, obviously you're going to do that as well. But there could be some odor inside the actual wood that's unfinished on the drawers. Try spraying that with it's not designed for this, but it actually should work because it kills bacteria and or viruses. I was talking about this MicroGold product that is it's actually EPA registered to kill COVID-19, but it kills a lot of other stuff too. And there's microorganisms that could be inside that wood. Just get it nice and wet with that and just let it dry. And I bet you'll solve the problem that it shouldn't smell any longer.
Okay, that's just called MicroGold?
MicroGold.
Okay. Okay, and with that Restore a Finish.
Yep.
Am I diluting that?
Nope. Full strength in a container. Okay. It's a petroleum-based product. Gloves, well ventilated. Good. You go with the grain. Okay. Don't push too hard because you'll take all the finish off, and then just wipe it away with a rag.
Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Appreciate you calling. You know what? It is time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Everyone's so busy today, right? So staying organized is key to a successful household. And Tom can help. He's now offering custom closet systems. I dream of organized shoes or a simpler laundry system. Anyway, to save this mom time, count me in. Let Tom's designers create walk-in closets, pantries, mudrooms, and more. Available in a variety of colors, made with quality materials, even a system that cuts the install time by 60%. For custom closets without the custom price, stop by Builder's Supply Outlet today. Happy holidays from Lou and crew. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
877-2134-LOU.
There he goes.
What? That's me.
I love it. I know. I love it. When
I love this. Chet Baker, Winter Wonderland.
Did you see the email that Jeff Hoover just sent you?
Who did?
Jeff Hoover with
no.
WGN-TV. I'm sure you can guess what it is.
Oh, me sitting on someone that looks like me sitting on the lap of Santa?
Every year, it just gets me right in the gut.
There's a picture that they play, that they show on WGN-TV, I'm sure.
Every year.
Yeah, you can send it to, how about you, I'm not going to look, but why don't you send it to Joe Brand and Bob Ferguson and to Don Kleppen, and they can see. There is a guy who's holding a saxophone. He's in his tidy whities, and he is on Santa's lap. And it sort of looks like me from the 70s. It's not me, but they put it up on the air. You know, they love me. That's why they do stuff like that.
There's no way to disprove it's not you, though.
Well, if you look closely.
I don't know. I'm not certain that it's
not. I don't know what you look like in the 70s.
Is this
so
your last show working with me, Lindsay? Is this? That's so funny. It's the holidays, and Lindsay, here's your pink slip. It's not me. Although I did wear tidy whities when I was that age. And for those of you that are really paying attention, he is holding an alto saxophone. I played the tenor. Okay? So that's why it's not me.
That's the evidence you're going with? Okay.
And then Your Honor. Right.
Your Honor. And then I fired her. 877-2134-LOU. Am I talking to line three, I think, right? Yes. Let's talk to Lorraine, who's in Burbank. Hi, Lorraine.
Good morning. Is it still morning?
It is.
It is. Okay. Here's my problem. Accidentally, some candle wax was spilled on my laminate kitchen floor, and I Googled how to get it. I scraped up what I could with a plastic scraper.
Good.
And I Googled it, and it said use warm water and vinegar, and I tried that, and it doesn't do any good. It's still a film on there, not heavy, but because I got most of it up with the scraper, but the vinegar and water will not take it up.
Do you have a iron in the house?
Yes.
Do you have a brown paper bag?
Yes.
Tear off a piece of the brown paper bag that's bigger than the area where you spilled the wax. Put that over the top of the wax. Take a dish rag. Put that over that. Take a warm iron.
Uh huh.
And iron the floor.
Okay. Let me repeat that. I put the brown paper bag first, then the dish towel, and then the warm iron.
And as you heat it up, it's going to melt the wax. The paper bag is going to absorb the wax. And then you're just going to take a clean rag after that and wipe up whatever's left.
Well, why didn't I think of that? I used a hair dryer, everything, not iron.
How does your hair look?
My hair looks beautiful.
All right. Well, then at least we got that going for us.
Okay. Well, have a great holiday, and thanks for the information.
You too. Good luck. I appreciate you calling, Lorraine. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go to line one. What are you looking at? Oh, it's you. Yeah, here we go. Let's talk to Al in Ottawa. Hold on. Not working. No, Al's gone. Line one is gone. How about Kathy? Let's talk to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Love your show. You've taught me a lot.
Thank you.
I put in,
Yes, I put in a new exhaust fan in my daughter's bathroom, and I listened to your show, and you said to put one in with a humidistat. It's a small bathroom, and she's still having drips coming down the wall with her teenage son's showering. Is there something else? It's a small bathroom. Is there something we're doing wrong or something else you can recommend?
The bathroom... Okay, so the bath fan that you put in, do you remember the CFMs that it had?
I don't, but I know I measured the bathroom and the size, and it was supposed to be big enough. Now, it is so quiet. Her old one was so noisy.
Right.
So this one, you can't even tell it's on. So she mm-hmm. says, maybe it's not working. And okay. She put a special paint on the walls. And, I mean, there's like yellow drips coming down.
What do you mean a special paint? You mean a special paint for the bathroom?
Yes, it was real expensive, she said.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of it.
All right, a couple things. So the bath fan, did you have this professionally installed?
No, I did it.
Okay. When you did it and you connected the hose, right?
Yes.
Where does the hose go?
It goes up into the attic, out the roof.
So there is, it's connected to like a vent up there?
Yes.
All right. A couple things to try. A, turn the fan on, take a piece of toilet paper, and hold it up.
I did do that. Okay, I remember you saying that, and it held it.
Okay, so now we know that at least the fan has suction, and it should be pulling that out. But there's a chance that maybe there is a clog in that pipe and or at the point where it goes to the roof. There could be, let's say, you've got this thing called a roof jack or a roof vent out there, and it's got a screen on there. It's not uncommon that right where that screen is, there's a wasp's nest.
Oh.
That could be built on the outside of the screen. You're not getting them inside, but now it's blocking the flow of the air. And if you can get up in that attic... Since you can do a fan, I think you can do this. Just try not to fall through the ceiling. Take the hose off of where it connects through the roof with a flashlight and see if that's clear. The other thing, then when you're there, what's your daughter's name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, turn on the fan! And then turn on the fan and, like, hold it to your face. And if it's blowing you, like, you know, you're turning the fans on for your photo shoot, then we know it's working, but something it's not getting out... from there, and it could be that there's a clog.
Okay, I will try that. Thanks, Lou.
You got it. Thank you so much for calling. I really do appreciate it. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Mary Lou in Chicago. Hi, Mary Lou.
Yes. You had talked to somebody about wax on the floor. Would you apply the same method on the wall?
100%.
Okay, thank you so much.
You got it. That was easy. I'll take those calls all day. 100%. That's it. 100%. 90%. I'll just give percentages out the rest of the day. All right. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. Every holiday season, I'm always happy to have a conversation with a friend of ours, Paul Hammond, who's the president of the Knight Ministry. Normally, we have him in studio. Obviously, this year, we can't. They do amazing work, and it's one of these organizations that, while a lot of organizations need a lot of help, this one is doing really hard, necessary work, and I'm sure Paul's going to tell us that the need has even grown. So when we come back, we're going to have that conversation, something we do annually. I'm very looking forward to speaking with Paul coming up. But first, we need to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands with Santa Claus.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
If you want some candy, I'll bring you the candy. Shake hands with Santa Claus.
I'd like to do that.
I love you, and
welcome
I'm
back.
Gonna bring some candy and flowers and everything. If berries are pleasing when they're out of season.
877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, I want to talk a little bit about the Knight Ministry. It's a Chicago-based nonprofit that provides housing, health care, and human connection to members of our community experiencing homelessness or poverty. Paul Hammond has been its president and CEO since 2007. Paul, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio. So nice to speak with you again.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It's so nice to get to talk to you. And I know we are fortunate enough to get to do that each year at this time. And the Knight Ministry, I have to imagine, has been working overtime during this pandemic.
Yeah, you know, literally overtime. It's been crazy. When the pandemic first hit, it was trying to figure out how best to get our services out there in a way that's safe for both our staff and our clients. And then even like right now, our overnight emergency shelter is open 24/7 as opposed to just overnight, in order to be able to keep youth off the street during the surge that we're going through. So, yes, there's been lots of overtime, and there continues to be so.
How have you been able to manage this? I mean, the numbers are staggering, right? I mean, the information that mm-hmm. was sent over, you know, more than 567,000 Americans were on the streets or in a shelter on any given night in January of 2019 on the nation. And then Chicago, that number is almost 80,000
throughout the year. Yes. Yeah. So it has been a challenge. We're expecting that those numbers will increase the longer the pandemic continues and the more that there is the economic impact is felt. We know that when the pandemic started, when restaurants started to close, a lot of young people and adults whom we had once served and were in permanent housing now, they were losing their jobs because their jobs were being eliminated or their employers were closing. So there was all of a sudden this great need for food like we had never seen before. So we've just been really trying to adapt and to pivot to meet what the changing needs are.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit traditionally about the Knight Ministry and what services you provide, every single night, 365 days a year.
Right. So I always say we have two lines of business, if you will. On the adult side, we have our health outreach bus that's on the street 7 days a week. That's probably what most people have seen driving around town. It's a 38-foot bus that provides outreach and health care for those who are on the streets or who are marginally housed. Off of that bus, there's free medical care. There's survival supplies. We always try to have a volunteer group along to serve a meal, although that's been changed because of COVID. We have our street medicine team that's on the streets. We now have two teams because the need has grown so much, where we provide services, healthcare services, to those who are living along the river, living in encampments underneath viaducts. We have identified, I believe the latest count was 53 places in the city where there are more than five people living together outside. Mm. So we're there to meet their basic needs for medical care, for really what does it take to survive outside, and trying to get them linked up with services. And then we have 61 shelter beds that we provide every night for homeless youth, ages 14 to 24, youth who are on the streets and are what we call unaccompanied. That is, they're by themselves and not without a family member, and they're struggling to survive without a stable, safe and stable place to be. So we have 61 shelter beds a night for youth who are in those situations.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's like one of those programs. Normally, all those programs operate 24/7, with the exception of our overnight emergency shelter. Normally, it's in at 9 o'clock at night and out at 9 the next morning. But now we've been having to maintain that shelter open 24 hours a day just in order to keep our people safe and off the streets and not exposed to the pandemic.
How do these young people and or adults hear about you? I mean, obviously, as the bus goes around the city and they may see mm-hmm. that, you can certainly pass that information along. I mean, talking to me right now, you know, the hope is that as people are listening, perhaps they can be generous to help support your mission. But, you know, the average youth on the street or even an adult on the street's not perhaps listening to the radio or doesn't have a cell phone. How do you get that word out?
You know, Lou, it's largely word of mouth. The people who are on the streets are very well connected with one another.
Yeah.
There's a strong network. So there is information that is passed on. For some of our youth, our referrals come from the police department or they come from the schools, but those referrals have dropped because the schools are not meeting as they normally would. But largely, I would say word of mouth and other communities, other community organizations. And then for the adults, again, it's that network that's on the streets.
Has there been any discussion, Paul, about, with the COVID vaccine rolling out, I would imagine that your frontline people will be, you know, hopefully some of the first people to receive these. But do you anticipate that the Knight Ministry might be a place where you would be able to perhaps administer some of this vaccine to those that are homeless?
So at this point, we do not anticipate being one of those locations or distribution points at this time. The vaccination, there's just too few in number. Right now, as we know, the emphasis is on healthcare workers and those who are living in what we call congregate care, you know, senior living situations. What we're trying to work with through our advocacy partners is to get shelters moved up on the priority list and our type of healthcare worker moved up on the priority list because our shelters are also congregate living situations.
Sure.
So at this point, though, we are not anticipating becoming a point of contact, if you will, a distributor of the vaccine, but that remains to be seen. But right now, it's just too early, and I don't think the infrastructure is there to be thinking that far ahead. Unfortunately, everybody is just trying to get this figured out.
Right. Boy.
What we're trying to do is to make sure our employees stay safe in the meantime.
Right. I mean, there are so many layers to this pandemic. I mean, how we, how it all affects us personally, no matter where we are in our personal lives. But then, you know, to have this conversation with you and then you pause for a minute, you know, perspective is the great equalizer in life, right? To kind of to make sure that you're cognizant of what else is going around. And when you think about the fact that over a course of a year, you know, in our Chicagoland area, you've got 77,000 people experiencing homelessness over the course of a year. That is just a lot of people with no place to go, no support system. And here is the Knight Ministry night after night after night doing the work that you're doing. You know, we earlier in the week, John Williams, who was on during the week, and he had an amazing fundraiser for the Salvation Army. I'm sure that, you know, in many cases, you guys probably work in concert with the Salvation Army, and they raised a lot of money for people that were so generous to the Salvation Army, or maybe you want to do something to help out this season. How do people try and support what it is you're doing? The Knight Ministry may make it sound like you help all people. This is not you don't have to be a certain faith or whatever. You just need help.
Right. And, you know, Lou, the cornerstone of our services for the last 45 years has always been to accept people who they are, for where they're at in their lives at that moment that they present themselves to us. So what has led you to our doors is important, but we don't question that. What we take a look at is the future. So, you know, don't necessarily have to be homeless. If you're in need and you feel like you need our services, we take you in. All of our services are what we call low threshold. You don't have to jump over a big threshold to enter the room of services. We accept you for who you are at that particular moment in your life without question, and we just welcome you. And that hospitality, that affirming acceptance is just it's absolutely at the cornerstone of what we've done for 45 years. And that's why when our social workers and our medical teams go out in the field, even in the midst of this pandemic, it's not to chastise folks. What are you doing here? It's saying, okay, you're here. What do you need? How can we help you?
Mm-hmm. I, you and I have talked over the years, and I will repeat this story because it has a very personal, connection to me. There was a time in my life when I was homeless, and so I have told people that you think that you're immune from it, and you're not. Mm-hmm. And I have said that we are all two turns away. And before you know it, it could happen. I'm sure that you hear from people that they say to you, I don't know how this happened. And we just need to be supportive and helpful in any way we possibly can. I'm always so impressed. I mean, I always love talking to you, but what you guys are doing day in and day out and the people that you have working for you and the volunteers that help out, any way that people can help you financially, how do they do that?
So the easiest way to support us and to donate to us is to go to our website, which is www.thenightministry.org. I always remind people it's night as in nighttime. So thenightministry.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says Donate Now. Or you can also go to the section of the webpage that is about Get Involved or Support Us. And there's actually a wish list that we have on there. Our needs are constantly changing, especially now with the pandemic. So there's a wish list there. If somebody like wants to take a look at an item, go to Amazon, order the item, and have it shipped to us. That's always welcome. But financial contributions can most easily be made through the website. We have seen an increasing number of individuals this year giving to us through their 401ks, giving us, we're not going to accept a part of their minimum distribution required every year, individuals leaving us as part of their estates. I think the pandemic, like you said, has made people really realize, wow, this we're all vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
We're all vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And people want to help, and we're grateful for that help.
Paul, I so appreciate you getting up with us this morning and talking a little bit about the mission of the Night Ministry. The website is thenightministry.org, and that's N-I-G-H-T, thenightministry.com. Paul Hammond is the president of the Night Ministry. Paul, I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and I hope to see you in person soon.
Lou, I'd love to get back together in person, and thank you, as always, so much to you and your listeners for your support. We really appreciate it, and we couldn't do it without y'all.
Yeah, that's
great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really, really good stuff. If you can and you can help support this ministry, thenightministry.org is the website. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am!
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding. You're a fake.
You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay, everybody. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Santa Claus!
Welcome back.
Dreaming of a
I'm going to watch that movie again.
It's amazing the holiday Christmas or the movie lines I quote around this.
It's
time of the year.
So great. So
it's
great.
Just people look at me like I'm crazy because
right.
Half of them don't know what I'm talking about.
Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Rick who's in Waukegan. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Lou. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays. How may I help you, sir?
Okay. Happy holidays to you also. What I'm looking at is I've been researching bioethanol ventless fireplace inserts.
Wow! Look at you.
I'd like to be able to build this thing myself. I buy the burner through Amazon. And, I feel that the unit is pretty darn safe, with all the safety, features that they have in it and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They do say that, the liquid, you would not burn the liquid. That would be too dangerous, that they have a system in there where the fumes get separated off from the liquid, and then that's what actually gets burned. And then the other thing that they talk about is that the burner itself is made of, I think it's 10 or 12 gauge 304 stainless steel. And the unit I'm looking at, it's about 24 inches long, about 7 inches high, and about 4 inches deep. And they say at the bottom of the burner gets very hot. And so I was looking at putting Durarock underneath this thing and all around what I guess you would call like the fire pit or the fire where the fire would actually be. and I'm kind of looking at some recommendations from you as far as if Durarock would be the best thing to use. For a decorative look on the inside of it, I'd set it back a little ways and kind of have the walls of it, you know, kind of angle back in. And I was looking at some type of a fireproof brick that I could put on there also. So,
well, but okay, hold on a second
right now.
Okay. So I'm trying to, so there's a bunch of different ones of these bioethanol inserts. This is an insert, and then you're going to have a fuel pack that feeds it, right? It's not, cause it's ethanol. You can't pipe it, right?
Correct. It's got the, you can buy the fuel in either, liter containers or
right.
1 gallon containers. And then it's got the
and then it has a reservoir that you fill.
Perfect. Yes, that's correct.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So they're super clean burning. It's so funny that you bring this up because my wife and I just rewatched Silver Lining Playbook. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
There's a scene in the movie, of course, this is what I would remember, where the one guy, the friend of his, is in the house, and he just renovated the house, and he's like, look at this, you know what this is? And it's one of those ethanol fireplaces that's in the wall.
Oh, really?
And, I mean, this is an old movie, and he's like, watch, and you hit a button, and it goes on, and whatever. They're self-contained, they're very safe. Ethanol is a highly flammable material, so you have to be very careful with that. And
right.
All the things that you're talking about as far as Durarock or do whatever, you just got to follow the manufacturer's installation requirements about all that. I mean, some of them don't mm-hmm. really require any of that because of the thickness of the stainless steel and that the flame is so concentrated. Now, I'm just trying to, are you putting this into an existing fireplace box or are you cutting it into a wall?
No, I'm going to actually build the entire thing.
Oh,
so
right.
I will build the mantle. I will build the part to go around it. And I'm going to actually put it on wheels, so it'll be portable also.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to, like I say, I live in an apartment, and I want to, if I don't think I'll live here till I die, so I want to be able to take it with me wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to put this kind of effort and money into it.
Yeah. Well, so, let me ask you this, if you're going to build this yourself and try and do this, I mean, because it's a stainless steel insert, right?
Correct.
Would you ever consider building the whole box out of stainless steel and putting that on wheels and moving it around to keep it consistent? Or because you could buy panels and you could fasten those together with stainless either rivets or outside corners or
ooh,
whatever. And then,
yeah.
And then you could put a top on it and it would all kind of match. And then you
yep,
have zero.
Yep, yep.
You have zero issue with flame or fire or whatever, and it's self-contained. The only thing that worries me about this on wheels is tipping over.
Right. And they also, again, the manufacturers do give you a lot of safety warnings as far as not having children around there and so forth like
yeah.
that.
So I mean, my only concern is what you're
ethanol.
Right. My only concern is what you're proposing. That it's not fixed in place, I would be concerned with it tipping over full of ethanol and a flame, and now we got a big problem. So if it were me, it'd be mounted in a wall, and I would not recommend that you build something that rolls around. Thanks for the phone call. I got to take a quick break.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Manfredini.
Are you ready to sing a little Jingle Bells? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
877-2134-LOU. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by ChevyDrivesChicago.com.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song.
What are you going to do for Christmas Eve and Christmas? Do you know what you're doing this year? Because, I mean, it's going to be very different, right?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to order sushi.
Oh, that's good.
Truly, I think that's what we're doing.
You know what I'm going to attempt to do today to get ready for Christmas Eve? I am going to try and replicate my mother's lasagna recipe.
Oh, that's nice.
And I am going to make homemade pasta today, which I have never done. And I've got the pasta machine that,
What? You have done it before.
When?
Remember with our friend?
Oh, with oh my gosh, why am I blanking on, come on. Mario Rizzotti. Yeah. Well, no, did we make pasta?
Yes. Yes.
Must have not been that.
Remember, I was the holder. I held the pasta like this.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm sure it wasn't
Play-Doh. That's how I made it. That was my input.
Right. No, that's right. You were like the human pasta holder.
Yes, that's right.
Correct. Well, okay. Well, hopefully I'll remember that.
Well,
because
Lou, you know what they call someone who says they make pasta, but they never really have, right?
What?
An impasta.
Good one.
Oh,
I knew where you were going with it.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. He's so good. You can call into one of John's jokes, and he needs all the help he can get. well, so anyway, I'm going to make lasagna today. And my mother's famous thing was it wasn't a ricotta sauce. It was a cream cheese sauce with mozzarella. Doesn't that sound good, Dan?
Yeah, it does.
Right? It's lighter. And the key is that the pasta noodles have to be super thin. And so you do layer upon layer. And when you eat this, it is amazing. The only place that I can remember, it's a Northern Italian recipe. The only other place, there's a place in Highwood that we used to go buy it from. And I think you can still, they're still in business, but I know with COVID it's tough. But it's a place called Pastaficcio in Highwood. And their lasagna, you can buy it frozen, is fantastic. It is not cheap, but it is some of the best lasagna you ever had. And I'm going to try and make it today.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to get it ready and so that we're ready for Christmas Eve. Have it all there. And so we'll see what happens, right?
Well, good luck. I'm going to recreate my great-great-grandmother's hamachi.
Sushi ordering? My great-grandmother, when she ordered sushi, she would always ask for, can I get the walleye?
Yep, that's
right? That's what it is. So, anyway. Do you have any Christmas traditions, Don or Joe, that, like, this is something, we always have this on Christmas or Christmas Eve?
We have, we do breakfast pizza at my mom's house. We usually start, I'll go over there at like 7 in the morning, and my mom has been, and my sisters will be making it from that point on, and it kind of goes for like a couple hours, and then,
breakfast pizza.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's crescent rolls and scrambled eggs and mushrooms and all the whole thing. It's really tasty.
We're going to the Kleppens. Come on.
Bring it. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Joe?
I wish I went first. No, not really. We actually have more of a Thanksgiving tradition that turns into Christmas, because after Thanksgiving dinner, we put the movie Elf on nonstop, like four times in a row.
Nice.
And actually, Lou, somebody texted in the 847 number. They said, hey, Lindsay and Lou, come on over for supper. We watch Elf, and they've got a bowl of spaghetti with no sauce and Skittles, M&M, Pop-Tarts, chocolate syrup, marshmallows, and syrup next to the bowl.
Oh, good Lord. Leave your teeth in a bowl by the door.
Great idea.
Yeah, right. Oh, you like sugar. Is there sugar in maple syrup? Yes. Then yes. All right, that's good. That's breakfast pizza. That's my takeaway from this conversation, is breakfast pizza. We have to do that.
Love it. Really try it out.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines here. This is a Dirk in Griffin, Indiana. Dirk?
Hi, Lou. How you doing?
I'm well. How may I help you, sir?
I have a question. I actually live in Griffith, Indiana, by Munster, by one of your stores. I have cedar shakes on my house. It's a ranch. And the back of the house faces the east. So when the sun comes up in the morning, it's really been doing a number on my siding. Some of the shingles are splitting. A few of them have fallen off. Is there a remedy on how to replace those, or a special tool to use for them?
So this is a cedar shake roof or a cedar shake siding?
Siding.
Okay. And it's true cedar shake siding.
Yeah, the house is, I grew up in it and I'm back in it again.
Okay.
So it's about 60 years old.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
But it's in good shape.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's not uncommon when you have a cedar shake siding like that you probably have to have somebody come in and do some replacement on the really weathered pieces of cedar. Here's the thing on a roof, because you get so much moisture on there as well. The siding, you know, it's almost like when you use it as a siding, it's like you're hanging your clothes out on a clothesline. It's constantly drying out, and that's where the cracking comes from. Now, it would certainly do you well if you were to have someone come in and take all of the the really damaged parts of it and replace all those. When you do that, you'll have nice brown cedar shake that doesn't match the rest of the house. But then at that point, you may want to consider doing something like staining the whole house, because that preservation of adding a little bit more oil back into the cedar shake, A, you'll get a consistent color, so it'll look nice, and B, it should, you know, it should preserve even the older stuff that's there longer. Does that make sense?
Right. The house was stained about 10 years ago. Like I said, the front and the sides are fine, mm-hmm. but the back where
right.
the sun hits it
right.
is really weathered. It was even power washed.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing, where you're getting all that, you know, where you're getting that sun exposure. I talk about this all the time. It's the sun that really beats the heck out of these materials, right? Whether it's a deck or siding or roof, whatever it is. And so it wouldn't be, don't use, I guess when you say, well, the rest of the house looks great, but this backside doesn't, it's because it's getting so much exposure. And it would be, you know, you could certainly just stain that side of the house, since it's just one elevation, you know, corner to corner, replace what's damaged,
right.
restain it. Don't even mess with the other side of it. Just do that one thing. You just need to get a siding contractor that can come out and do that work for you. And, you know, it's not too late to get the siding replaced now, but then you probably have to wait till the spring to do the staining of it that way. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Does Natalie live here?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Are you seeing cows?
No, I'm not.
Please, sir, please.
Well, I suppose I could.
Yay!
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Welcome back.
The snow lay round about, deep and crisp.
I know you don't watch a lot of on WGN-TV, they have a new reporter hearing these guys sing, you know, the Irishmen sing here. They have a new reporter who's from Ireland. I can't think of the woman's name, but she has this amazing Irish brogue. And GN will play some of her audio sometimes, and she was talking about something. And, you know, the Irish have such beautiful inflections in their voices, right? And she was talking about something that had thousands of something. I can't remember. And she said, it's thousands. You know, they pronounce the T, thousands. And she's just great.
Brona Tumulty.
Brona Tumulty.
Yeah, you've heard her?
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands of times in the last week.
Dad. Yeah, she's really good. She's really good.
Yeah, Dad, you're really good at that.
Oh, thank you so much, Mass. Much appreciated.
Oh, my gosh. I'm impressed.
Just
all right, I'll just step out of the way. You guys just talking like you're in Ireland real bad.
All right. All righty.
Well, that, okay. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Anna, who's calling in from Kenosha. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How may I help you?
So we have an issue with roots in our sewer line. So our house was built in the 60s. It's the traditional colonial. And I would say once a year, you know, it'll back up in the basement floor drain. And you can hear it, you know, gurgling even like in the second story bathrooms in okay. the drain.
Okay.
And so they come up and they, you know, roto-root that out. And then we wait. And then it usually happens again. And I had read something about some kind of sock or sleeve or lining they can mm-hmm. put down in the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that? And mm-hmm. do you recommend that?
A couple questions. How old is your home?
So it was built in the mid-60s.
All right. And what's your overall plan for this house? We're going to stay there for another 10 years, or what are we going to do?
Till we die. Yes.
Okay. So
we're here.
50 years from now. Let's go big. Has anyone televised that sewer yet? Has anyone put a camera down there yet?
Yes.
Okay. And have they determined when they, I mean, so there's a couple ways to go here. In other words, if there's a, you know, if there's a specific spot when they go, Anna, and they say, yeah, you know, I got about 20 feet out from the house and that's where the breach is and that's where the roots come in and we keep roto-rootering that, you know, whatever we do to clean that out. They, with the camera, you know, they can pinpoint almost exactly where it is. And so they can go out in your front yard and dig a hole right there and patch that pipe and we're done. And and this is just in the scenario that I'm speaking of, right? In other words, if they televise the sewer and they just say, you know what, Anna, you just got this one spot right here that's the problem. It may be wiser for you to spend the money to have them just dig down, replace that piece, and be done. Because I think that could be less expensive than the whole relining of it all. And the whole relining maybe isn't necessary because the rest is fine. Now, if they say to you, well, you got a spot here, you got a spot here, you got a spot here, okay, then you have to ask yourself the question of, do I want to dig it up and put in a new sewer line, and that's $8,000, I'm just going to make the number up, okay, or I can I can reline it for four. Now, here's the thing with the relining. It is a sock, and it will, you know, keep things out of there, but if there's a shift in the soil, it's going to shift and it's going to crack again because, you know, the analogy of a sock, you know, even though they put, you know, almost like it's almost like a cast that they put it, you know, they kind of envelop it through and then they run this solution through it that hardens it to create this casing. You know, it's a lot harder than this, but you've been to Dairy Queen, right? Right.
Yes.
And you've gotten a dipped cone, right?
Yes.
So it's like that.
Okay.
Right? When the ice cream melts or you take a bite out of the ice cream, the rest of it cracks. And so that can happen as well. I think that what I would kind of the course of action for you would be to get an estimate to replace the sewer line from the house to the street, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Let me back that up. First, determine what the problem is. If the problem is it's one spot, then your answer's clear. Go out 20 feet, dig it down, patch the pipe, and go. If it's multiple spots, then you have to decide what the best use of your money is. If the sock is half the amount of money of replacing the sewer, but you can afford replacing the sewer, my recommendation would be that you do the sewer replacement.
Okay. And do you feel like the sock thing works?
It works, but it's not forever.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing is forever.
Yeah. Okay, and so this lot we live on is very wooded with huge oak trees, and there's a big one right in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Would taking that tree down, which I'm not inclined to do because it's a nice tree,
because your roots are, you take the tree down, but the roots will still be down there, and the roots will still grow.
Oh, okay.
You know, it'll take years for that to stop, and so that, don't take the tree down. I mean, the thing is, you know, if they do the new sewer line, you know, in Kenosha, you probably still have to use cast iron. You know, you may in a 60-year-old house. When did you say it was built? 60 years ago?
Yeah. Well, 1960.
1960. Yeah, okay. So, close to, yeah. So it could be clay tile as opposed to cast iron. Kenosha may allow you to use plastic sewer line. I don't know that, you know, what their codes are specifically, because in some municipalities you can use what's called Schedule 80, which is super durable and, you know, holds up really well. I mean, it sounds crazy to say that with plastic, but it really does. And it just might be the way to go. So it really just depends on your budget, what you can afford. But the sock thing does work, but we have to determine how many breaches you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hope that helps.
Sounds good.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Lindsay, when people call in from Kenosha, do you have like a little K-talk with people? Oh, you're from Kenosha. Do you say that? You go like, I'm from Kenosha.
I'm from Kenosha. I do. But then a lot of the time I'm like, oh, they don't share the excitement that I have. So right. I did not do that to Anna. But because I've just been shut down so often.
They're like, yeah. Okay, can I just talk to Lou? I have roots in my sewer. Exactly. That's great. You're from Kenosha. Exactly. That's great. I used to go to Tinseltown, too. All right. Put me on hold, please.
That's pretty much how it goes.
All right.
All the time.
877-2134-LOU is our phone number. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Look, Daddy. Peach, it says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
Hey, I have another Twist and Seal giveaway. Twist and Seal Holiday Light Combo Safety Pack, including 5 Twist and Seal Minis and 1 Twist and Seal Cord Protect. Protect your outdoor extension cord connections from rain and snow and keep them dry all season with Twist and Seal. You can find Twist and Seal at your local hardware store or online at twistandseal.com. So the 7th texter at 312-981-7200 that texts Breakfast Pizza will win the Twist and Seal. See what I did there? I can't get Breakfast Pizza out of my mind now. Because we are going to make homemade pizza, too.
We might need to get the recipe from good old Don.
Sure. Can get Don to post it. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines here. This is Paul in Evanston. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Lou, thanks for being you. Enjoy your show, and really want to acknowledge you for just even being a better human being, just for everything you think about and all the people you think about. So thanks for that.
Wow, that's kind of you to say. Thank you. How may I help you, sir?
So two questions. One of them is what I shared with Lindsay, but then I thought of another one. So we are getting telltale signs that it might be time to do some tuck pointing, but tuck pointing has a habit of being very, very expensive when you price out providers.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a fireplace, okay? But we are getting some signs of just the bricks kind of deteriorating a little bit, or the mortar between them. You know, what would separate a little bit of work that's needed versus a lot? That's part A. And part B is every time we talk to anybody regarding our chimney or brickwork, they talk about a chimney liner, and you mentioned it a little bit before earlier on your show. When do you know if you truly need a chimney liner, and how can you distinguish between a chimney that needs a little bit of work versus a chimney that is in some serious trouble in terms of condition?
All right. Now, when we're talking about the tuck pointing, is this specific to a chimney, or is your home an entire brick home?
So we have an old brick bungalow. The first level is brick. The second level is cedar siding. So it's really just the first level. It seems like the bricks are in relatively good shape all around the house. It just seems like the trouble areas around the chimney.
Got it. Okay. Now I'm gonna back the question out the other way. Now, in that chimney that you currently have, does that chimney service your furnace and or boiler and water heater?
I think a couple of those, but we also have a small metal chimney separate from the brick chimney.
And do you know what that is for?
I'm pretty sure one is for the boiler, and one is probably for the hot water heater. I mean, I think that's all we would need.
Right. Okay. And this is why I bring this up. So if you do not have a fireplace, this chimney does not service a fireplace. If the only two appliances, well, okay. If either one of those appliances, meaning the boiler or the water heater, going into that chimney, the reason that you want a chimney liner for that is the fact that they are more efficient than when that house was built. They don't evacuate enough warm air to get through all that brick. And when it's really cold outside, by the time it gets to the top and what's exposed up high, it starts to roll up there and moisture builds, and that's where you see a lot of the deterioration that you could see at the top. So when you're looking at that chimney and you're going, wow, look way up there, I can see white and I can see, you know, discoloration and flaking, that's where a chimney liner could come into play. However, when you say to me, I've got a metal chimney, you need to determine what that's servicing. So in other words, if that metal chimney is the chimney that your boiler is connected to, and your water heater is the only thing going into that chimney, it would be a better use of your money to get rid of the water heater and do a direct vent water heater right out the side of the house, and then have the chimney repaired, but no liner, because I don't need it, because the chimney's not doing anything. Does that make sense?
It does. And what if it's the other way around? What if the boiler's going to the other one, and then the water heater's going to the chimney?
So if it's the other way around, then you, in the Lou Manfredini doesn't like high-efficiency boilers, now you have to do a chimney liner. And the thing is that chimney liner could cost you $1,500.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's or even more, depending on how tall the chimney is or whatever. But I mean, that $1,500 is kind of like a right there in the center of what it could be. It could be $500 either way. But and so we not only need a chimney liner, but we need to get that chimney fixed. Now, if the primarily where the damage is in the chimney, somebody like a Lindemann chimney and fireplace can help you with that. They can also help you with the liner. And, you know, this is all they do. And they work all over the North Shore. They're, you know, very prevalent in Evanston for sure. They actually started up in that area. So that would be who I would contact first. But if it's the first thing I said, spend $1,000 on a direct vent water heater. Eliminate the chimney altogether, have it tuck pointed, cap it, and you're done.
And who would give me a clear answer on what leads to what chimney? Would Lindemann be able to?
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, they and right. Not, and what's so in, now, and here's the thing too, they have a heating and cooling division now, and I think I don't know this for a fact, but I think they do water heaters as well, and if what I'm proposing is possible, they might be able to give you a price on that as well.
Great. I should mention, we just put in a new water heater about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and we literally just put a new boiler in like 2 months ago. Not even.
Well,
so,
I mean,
everything's brand new now.
Okay. Well, whomever you just did that boiler, you could probably call them up and ask them. They probably have notes.
Yep, you know, that's a great point. We'll do that. All right, thanks, Lou. And then quick question number two, to try to bring more efficiency in the house, I'm swapping out all the old light bulbs and fixtures for LEDs, and we had some can lights in our bedroom, so I swapped all those out for LED lights. But a couple questions on that. When the lights are turned off, there's just still a little bit of a residual glow on those bulbs. Is that mm-hmm. normal?
Yeah, it's a weird pass-through sometimes the way it can be wired that can happen. Are those can lights on a dimmer?
Yes.
Okay, did you replace the dimmer?
No.
So you need to replace the dimmer to a universal dimmer. So a traditional dimmer switch, even though they may be working now, you're losing a little electricity and you'll burn out the LED prematurely. But if you go with a universal dimmer, either by Lutron or Leviton, those are two manufacturers, whenever you switch to LEDs, you have to do that because it's a circuitry and they're not just a rheostat like an old dimmer, which is probably why you're getting that electricity bleed through it.
Okay, and then final question is, my handyman did not replace the cans in each one of our bathrooms, you know, in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need a special fixture for that, or can we use those LED bulbs? And is there some kind of special waterproof housing we can buy separately to make sure it's...
Well, you know, can buy... you can buy an LED Fight, I think it's F-E-I-T. Fight makes an LED can trim that is a, basically, if you can imagine, it looks like a, oh my gosh, how would I describe this? If you imagine a dinner plate, and then in the center of the dinner plate is, and you stood a wooden spoon on top of it in the middle going up. You screw it in like a light bulb. At the end, it's got the tip like a light bulb. But that dinner plate is the housing with the LED, and it's got a lens on it. So you just put it up in there. You take the trim down from the existing one that you have. You screw that LED in there. It's got a plate. Water can't get up in there, and it's protected from splashing, and you can use that all day up in there.
So we can just buy the housing separately and use the LED bulbs we already have?
No, you have the housing there, right? You have can lights in the ceiling currently, correct?
Right, but on the replacement LEDs, they come with housing. My question is,
you're going to take You're going to take the bulb out of your existing fixture, the trim that may be around it, okay? And all you're going to be left with is the hole in the ceiling. This can light, probably a 6-inch can from Fight, you're going to screw in, shove it up against the ceiling, and you're done.
Great. Lou, thanks for everything. Great holiday to you and your family, and thanks again.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate that. Hey, guess what? 2020 marks my 25th anniversary here at WGN Radio. I cannot believe it. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show, and I had the pleasure and honor of working with Roy Leonard for many, many years, and it's just amazing. And I'm giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. I'm like Oprah. I didn't even think about this. It just now came up with like Oprah. Well, what are you looking at me like that?
You have said that before.
You get a car, you get a car, and you get a car. This is my last week. We'll feature one of my favorite things, although there is rumor that it may come back next year, too. Congratulations to Nancy Rossman of Skokie, who was the winner, subject to eligibility, of the Marconi Brand Foods Gold Membership featuring Marconi treats and recipes shipped directly to you. This week's prize will help make your home merry and bright for the holidays. We're giving one winner a $250 American Sale gift card for your holiday decor and gifts. At American Sale, you can find the largest selection of trees, decor, pools, game tables, trampolines, and more. Shop any of their 8 Chicagoland locations or online at AmericanSale.com. To enter, visit WGNRadio.com/contests, and then you got to go right there and sign up. This contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m., so get your entry in today. Sponsored by American Sale, helping you bring the fun home. And next week, by the way, my sister-in-law, who, when I started dating her sister, was, I think, 13. How about that? And it's her 50th birthday next week. So to my beautiful and wonderful sister-in-law, Ellen Harmon, who she's been giving me a hard time since the day I met her when she was 13. But I love her to death, and her family's great. And happy birthday, my dear. Can't wait to celebrate with you somehow in this crazy COVID world. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I
welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 877-213-4-LOU. Hey, Rudy.
How you doing, Lou?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, we're going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Working remotely, don't have enough room? Let Cobblestone Remodeling create an ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. How may I help you, sir?
Thank you. One of the coworkers has told me this morning about a problem. He's having an electrical problem. A week ago, all the lights in the garage went out. He went down to the electrical room, flipped the breaker. Everything came back on. Yesterday, the same issue happened to him, but the breaker didn't pop. So out of the breaker comes to an outlet in the basement, which still works, but then from there it travels into the garage, and everything in the garage is dead. So that's his issue right now. So he knows he's got a Christmas tree lit up in the basement, which that outlet is attached to, and he flips a breaker and it shuts it off, turns it back on, but from that Christmas tree, that outlet in the wall going upstairs into the garage, it's dead. So what might be a problem there? Could it be just... And it's a Romex house also.
Okay, does the... Where it leaves that... Well, let me ask you this. The receptacle that's in the basement...
Mm-hmm.
Do the wires come off of the receptacle, or are they pigtailed behind it?
He hasn't dug into it yet.
Okay, all right.
But he knows it's the whole circuit.
Right, okay, but
there's also...
Wait, one second.
Go ahead.
The receptacle that's in the garage, is it a GFI?
No, he doesn't have any GFIs. The one thing also that was added to the garage was electric heater, and all the Christmas lights were added to that circuit as well. So that's something different that the house didn't have originally that's added on.
Okay, well, an electric heater, okay, so depending on it, is it an electric heater that he plugged in?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's a 20-amp service going into that garage on that breaker.
Right. So based on what you're describing it, I would take apart the box where the receptacle is that still works, and I would see what's okay. happening with the wires leading up to the garage. In theory, it shouldn't come off of that outlet. It should be, you should have a hot and a neutral coming in. It should be pigtailed, meaning that there's
mm-hmm.
pigtails where there's wire nuts there, and then two wires lead to that receptacle, and then those power lines go up to the garage, and I would check those connections there to make sure they're tight. Also, make sure that there's no evidence of any burning that could have happened.
Burnt wires.
I'm worried about if that heater was drawing too much and the size of the wire. There's a whole myriad of things that could be wrong.
Right.
If it's, you know, if it's all of a sudden becomes above too high from his pay grade, where does your buddy live?
New Lenox, but his father-in-law is a licensed electrician.
Oh, well,
so
then
he was just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Before he had to call him. That's the last resort.
Well, I mean, even
he's getting up there in age, you know, and he always comes by and does a lot of work for him. But he's getting up there in age and took a fall about 5 years ago.
No,
so
understood.
He really doesn't want to bug him if he doesn't have to.
No, understood. But at the same time, even just getting his expertise, like he can be the hands of it all. I'm always nervous about giving electrical device because I don't want anybody to hurt themselves. Make sure the breaker's off before
Correct.
He inspects any of this stuff and is very careful. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Joe Brand, happy holidays. Don Kleppen, happy holidays. Bob Ferguson, to you as well. Thank you so much. And Lindsay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you, too.
Stay tuned for Cats Central pregame as Northwestern takes on Ohio State for the Big Ten Championship. Go Cats. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Stay safe, everybody.